Welcome back to The Signal. If you're on your coffee break, you're tuned into the right show. We're talking about coffee this hour. In our last segment of our program, we sat in on a traditional Ethiopian coffee ceremony. And we head now to another distinctive coffee culture, the Cafe Neo of Greektown in Baltimore's Highland Town neighborhood. Aaron Henkin here with folklorist Cliff Murphy of Maryland Traditions. And Cliff, how in the world do we prepare listeners for what they're about to experience? We're about to go to a place where the personalities are big and the coffee is bold.
Yes, an experience as rich as the coffee as you're drinking. So Greek coffee is thick and rich and sweet and made with a very fine ground of coffee that that is boiled. And there is what some might call a silt at the bottom, and others may describe as tar. and, you know,
you can basically stand your spoon up in one of these cups of coffee.
Yes, yeah. Most definitely. And the coffee houses where this is, I guess, the centerpiece in Greektown are boisterous and filled with gregarious men playing pinochle and backgammon. And this is a very male-dominated cultural setting.
Right. I mean, women, basically, the unspoken rule is no women allowed. I mean, they'll allow women in there, but it's a social club for old guys.
Yeah, and it's also somewhat unusual for somebody from outside of the Greek community to come in and sit down.
Right.
But we were most certainly welcomed.
We went to a couple of different cafes, and we had this very nice cultural liaison, a guide, a longtime resident in Greektown, a fellow named Vasilios Nikolaitis. He was our guide, and what you're about to hear now is kind of a ruckus and rather disjointed collage of voices. It's got pretty accurate representation of what our experience was actually like, to be honest. And we're going to begin here with Vasilios trying to prepare us for our experience as we were walking down Oldham Street toward Eastern Avenue to Hella Coffee, our first stop.
When I used to go to the coffee house as a young man, I used to go in there directly into the man and order my coffee and pay right there on the spot. So one day, as I was preparing the same routine, get into the coffee house, I go pay, get my coffee, come back to the table. Somebody grabbed me from behind. And he says, where are you going? Come back and sit down on your table. First you sit down, you say hello to everybody, you wait a couple of minutes. If nobody offers you a coffee, then you go order your coffee. But you have to wait first to make sure that nobody offers you a coffee.
You got taught the proper way to sit down and have
yes.
a coffee.
Yeah, okay. How to do it. Yeah. So that's why I'm warning you now that we're going to go in there. Just follow the procedure that I described to you.
They taught you and you're teaching me. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Because I don't want to get balled out
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
So with that warning, we headed into Cafe Hella on Eastern Avenue. Full house in there. Lots of old guys playing cards, pinochle, and backgammon. And we got our share of sidelong glances from people, but, everybody welcomed us, and Vasilios introduced us to the proprietor, a fella named George Papadimitriou.
Tell me about this place. This is, how long, is this your place? I mean, how long have...
I'm here 25 years. 25 years. Greeks come, only men, play backgammon, pinochle, talking about sports, politics, that's all. Just get together here instead of going on a bar and drink.
Tell me about the men who come here and spend their time here. I mean, how long have they known each other and what sort of a history do they represent with each other?
Everybody is over 40 years in the United States. And people live around the Holland Town. They come here just to meet friends, that's all. Then I have nothing else to do. If they're not come here, they're going to go to a bar. So here at least, I mean, they have a time to get together, talk, sports, politics, everything. On the bar, after a couple hours, you're going to be drunk. So they better be here. They decide to come here, that's all.
It's a social club that happens to serve coffee instead of alcohol.
Yeah, coffee, soft drinks. Greek coffee, American coffee.
Tell me about the difference between Greek coffee and American coffee.
Greek coffee is strong. American coffee, I mean, that's like almost like water compared with a Greek coffee, you know?
Can you describe the process of making Greek coffee for those of us who drink American coffee?
If you want it sweet, you put two sugars and one spoon coffee. If you want a medium, you put one sugar, half a spoon coffee. If you want extra sweet, you put more both, that's it. That's nothing special. I mean, that's easy to learn.
Do you have to cook it, or do you have a coffee maker?
No, this you put them on a stove. Okay, anybody want to taste? You want a coffee?
Sure, certainly.
How you want?
Straight.
Black.
Always come black. And I put a milk over. Like sweet with sugar or...
Sure. Yeah.
Because you can drink plain without sugar, but it's going to be a little bit...
A little strong.
Yeah. Addiction on
it. How I make it?
Yeah.
Okay. Coffee, you put one teaspoon sugar, spoon of coffee, a little bit more.
Now, those coffee grounds to me look like almost more like cocoa powder, very fine grains compared to American coffee.
Nothing like the American. It's a bean, the small beans. And they put them in a...
Like a powder.
They make it like a powder.
Like a powder, right, yeah. What's your name?
Angelo.
Angelo, okay. What's your last name, Angelo?
Moukazis. Moukazis.
Okay. He's already put the sugar in the coffee, right? Mm-hmm. I put cold water. And you stir it up like this, a little bit. And you wait. As soon as they're gonna get hot, they're gonna start rising.
You don't want a whole boil, you just want to simmer, right?
Yeah, well, just to come up means that you're ready.
Ready to go.
What is your name again?
Jerry.
And what's your last name, Jerry?
Matos.
So let me have you explain what these guys are playing over here. Could you introduce me to these guys?
It's a big animal. Yeah,
Tavli,
yeah.
And who are these fellas?
They just play for fun now. Look at that. Maybe for coffee. Who's going to pay the coffee? They drink, you know, something like that. Yeah. Look at them. No, 82 years old, 83 years old. Yeah.
He looks good.
Yeah.
Do people ever bring their kids here? Are there people who are born here in the United States who come to the cafe, or is it mostly just people who are born in Greece who come to the cafe?
It's most people, they come from Greece. From here, nobody. The young kids, they don't come because they don't know the coffee house and all that.
What happens when somebody from outside the Greek community comes into the cafe? You know, if they just think this is a coffee shop or a restaurant or something.
I mean, American people? Well, they get coming for a drink coffee, but they can't stay inside to play cards. No, they can. I mean, they can sit down, drink coffee and everything, you know, but it's private, you know, just for Greeks, you know.
That's all. You're not going to get invited to the card game. That's the answer. You're tuned to a special edition of The Signal, a coffee edition. Aaron Henkin here with folklorist Cliff Murphy. And in this segment of the program, we're dropping in at some of the cafes in Baltimore's Greek town. The folks at Cafe Hala were all very kind to us, and the coffee was delicious. That's the place you just heard. And from there, Cliff Murphy, we headed down the block to...
Cafe Karelis. And not before we were given a gift of delicious egg bread that came from a Greek bakery right up the street.
We were down there right around Greek Orthodox Easter.
Yeah, and so
celebrate.
The bar for hospitality was already high, and then we went to Cafe Karelis, where the owner was a gentleman named Manoli, just embraced us as though we were family. And, you know, we were served grilled octopus. If you ever want to win someone's heart, serve them some grilled octopus and, you know, some delicious olives and just the whole thing was amazing.
Yeah, this was a nice place. It was a little bit more of a low-key place, a little less crowded with, loud, big personalities in there. There were plenty of big personalities, though. I will not sell this place short. And, of course, with us, we still had our liaison, Greektown resident Vasilios Nikolaidis. And he actually settled in at the table with us and, at this point, really got into sort of the nitty-gritty of the history of the Cafe Neo, as it's called, and its origins in Greece.
We began having Cafe Neo in Greece in 1820s, 1830s. Okay? Some Greeks came from Minor Asia, Turkey, Ottoman Empires. It was then known.
Right.
Okay? And they brought Cafe Neo in Greece. Even today, if you go to a place like an island, Rhodes, where I grew up, and you go to the old town, you see the Cafe Neo just like the way it used to be 200 years ago.
How old were you when you came here?
18.
And what year was that?
That was 1966.
Okay.
I'm 66 years now. When we came here with the Greeks, and we settled here in Harlem town, May the 27th of next month, I will be here 49 years. Harlem town is not just a Greek town anymore. Half of it could be named Mexico City. Things are very, very different. And every time we have a funeral here in St. Nicholas, nobody replaces the deceased. It's just a matter of time that none of us would be left here.
All right, well, my name's Nick Lourdes. I'm 25 years old. I've grown up in Greektown. A Cafe Neo to me is like somewhere like right now it's where the older generation people, they hang out. They play cards, pinochle, a couple other games. They'll play backgammon, talk politics, talk whatever they want to do, mostly fishing, hunting. And they'll play cards, have their coffees. That's what I know, a Cafe Neo.
So you say 25 years old?
Yes.
What's in the immediate future for you? What are you doing these days?
Besides work and school, that's about it for right now.
What kind of work are you doing?
Well, I'm a server right now. I work at different restaurants. I'm a server at one particular one.
Okay.
Down in Olithicum. It's a little further out from Baltimore.
And what are you studying?
Political science.
Do you imagine yourself staying here in this neighborhood of Greektown or moving somewhere else? How is the neighborhood changing?
As far as I can remember, all the Greeks now, like my parents' generation, my parents both weren't born here. Neither one were born here. My grandfather came here 43 years ago. My dad came when he was 22, 23. Everybody moves out of the city. That's what everybody was doing. Like I know my uncle got married, my cousins got married. Everybody moved out to White Marsh Perry Hall area. The older generation's still here, and I've noticed like the older generation that's passing away, they'll start renting out their houses to Spanish people mainly in this area. So I mean, you could see it's transitioning, but I don't think it'll ever lose its title as Greektown. I can envision myself staying here, but not per se like in Greektown. Greektown is like, I don't know how to explain it. I could see myself still living here, yes, 100%. But is it somewhere that I would like to raise kids, or is it somewhere where, you know, I want to buy and invest my money into? The answer to that is no, but would I keep coming down to Greektown 110%? I want this place to keep thriving. That's what I think a lot of people did, even though they moved out into the counties. A lot of people still want Greektown to stay Greektown. But it's a matter of, hey, I have, you know, this house sitting here. What am I going to do with it? Am I going to let it rot away? Am I going to, you know, rent it out to a Spanish person? Or am I going to rent it out to a green or yellow or blue person?
Do people kind of see an echo of their experience, their immigrant experience in the story of Latino people here?
You can. No matter whether you immigrated here from Greece, from Italy, from Poland, from London, from wherever anybody comes from, I think it's the same thing. It's just a big old circle. You're coming here because somebody brought you here. You have connections to get you a job. You're going to have a family, whether you're going to marry, say, a Greek woman or you're going to marry an American woman. You're going to have your kids. And it just keeps going around. No matter which way you look at it, where you come from, it's the same exact thing. So what the Spanish people are doing here, good for them. They're coming here for a better life. That's what everybody else came here for, a better life.
The voice of 25-year-old Nicolordis talking with us at the Cafe Neo Karelas in Greektown. Aaron Hankin here with folklorist Cliff Murphy. And Cliff, as we make our way through this program about the different international coffee cultures that are alive here in Maryland, I'm hearing a few themes developing. You've got, in this general sense, groups of people who are far from home and who are holding on to these coffee rituals as a way to retain their identities. I wonder if you've got any thoughts on this?
So with folk life, you know, these are cultural traditions that draw people together. You know, community is built around many things. Sometimes it's built around music. Sometimes it's built around religion. And sometimes it's built around food. And this is, in this situation, I mean, you find coffee as being maybe the centerpiece of these cultural traditions. Obviously, everything that's going on inside these cafes, everything that's going on at the coffee ceremony is not entirely about coffee. It's about the conversation, it's about the food, it's about, with, you know, the ceremonies, about the frankincense and the spirituality. With the Cafe Neo, it's about the sociability and the hospitality. And, you know, I think that one of the interesting things about any, here in the United States with any immigrant group, is that oftentimes things may fall away over a course of generations, different traditions, whether it's language or whether it's musical traditions. But food tends to be one of the last things to go. And actually, food seems to be one of the things that transcends the changing of generations. And I think that that's the case here with the Cafe Neo in Greektown.
It's interesting to think about all this in light of contemporary American coffee culture, which, you know, we're a young country, we're a young coffee culture. Other places around the world have been at this much longer than us. But in America, this coffee culture is a rapidly evolving entity unto itself. And in our next segment, as a matter of fact, we're going to pay a visit to a coffee roasting business in Annapolis that really epitomizes this sort of cutting edge of coffee connoisseurship and fanaticism that we have here these days in the U.S. But first, as we head out of this segment, I do want to share one more voice from the cafe in Greektown that we were just at, just for the sheer pleasure of it. This is a gentleman by the name of George Protopapas. He sat down and talked with us about his life as a Greek immigrant, an athlete, a restaurateur. And then he mentioned that he was a singer as well. He was a professional singer, and that's actually how he ended up coming to Baltimore. And, of course, we asked him to sing us a song, and he very kindly obliged us. So as we head into this break, ladies and gentlemen, George Protopapas at the Cafe Neo in Greektown.
Well, I'm going to sing to you the first song I ever hear. And I didn't know the music was of a nice Greek musician. He's dead now. And I loved it so much. It says Agony, Agonia. So, and I performed with that song at Copacabana in Rhodes, Greece, in front of a full club. And the outcome was really, really great. So the song goes, Η καρδιά μου πληγωμένη, σαν καμπάνα ραγισμένη, μυστικά με βασανίζει μαγωνία. Μια φωτιά με τριγυρίζει, η ζωή μου δεν θα αξίζει. Αν σε χάσω, αν σε χάσω, αν σε χάσω, αν σε χάσω. Αγωνία με λαχτάρα, να σε νοιάζομαι. Αγωνία δυστυχώς να σε μοιράζομαι. Αγωνία με λαχτάρα να σε νοιάζομαι. Αγωνία δυστυχώς να σε μοιράζομαι. And that is a song. Thank you. It talks about agony, you know, and I can, you know, metaphorically, I can say that, you know, it can be for missing your parents, your girlfriend, your country, you know, and that's how I came to Baltimore as a singer.